Hi FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
And on that note, as always, I am joined by Ans van Rensburg, who is the admin clinic manager of Dis-Chem Baby City. Hello, Ans, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolande. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm also really great. It's been for me such a nice week of reveling in being a parent, I guess that's the right word. And it's been good. But Ans, on the note of talking about eyes, I was actually wondering, because Annelies was talking to us about babies like having certain issues with their eyes, where you can see that they're looking in a certain direction and that might not be right, or the one eye is one way and the one eye is the other way, but also looking for the whiteness in the eye, she mentioned. But then I was wondering, is this something that a clinic sister would pick up?
It's a really good question. One thing that we test for, one of the things rather that we test for when we do baby consultations, is to see whether baby can follow follow a light, or follow when you pass your finger over their eyes, to see if there is that form of reflex and if they react to that stimulation. It's by no means an eye test or anything like that. It's more just to see where the baby recognizes that there is movement. And many times when we do this assessment, we pick up that baby is not necessarily following this movement, and then we can always refer for further investigation. But it's very basic, basically just to see whether baby recognizes that there is movement or is a change in light.
Yeah, I think with all those things, I mean, and I think it's so important. And I mean, again, also showing how responsible you are about the offering, what you guys are saying, that yes, it's not the definite test that something is going on, but it is also, if you guys are equipped to help with that situation, to at least say, listen here, how your baby's eyes are moving is not within the norm. It might be worth going to see an optometrist and checking it out completely. I mean, I think it is just, at least if someone is looking into that, I think it helps so much.
Absolutely. And it's all about also educating the parents about what to look out for and when a baby can start to recognize faces and how a baby should react to certain stimuli. If you, for example, pick your baby up and you look at them, what they can actually see. I also think there's a misconception regarding what babies can actually see once they've opened their eyes. And a lot of people tend to think that, and it's also something that I used to think before I studied nursing, is that babies can almost immediately recognize everything that goes on around them. But we now know that a lot of what they see is extremely fuzzy. It's not really clear. And that's completely normal. So from the beginning, a baby will only be able to see movement and changes in light. But later on, of course, as a baby develops and as the sight develops, they should be able to start recognize firstly their parents' faces.
Oh, and I mean, that's also interesting, because Annelies was also mentioning that it also takes some time for a baby's eyesight to properly develop over time. And I think she mentioned, I think it was something like up until 8 years where it's only properly developed. But especially there in that first 4 to 6 months, how much the vision actually changes within that period was for me so interesting. And now also I mentioned to her earlier, that I know that babies up until 4 months can only see a certain distance. They can't see very far. It's only after that they can see further. But I can also remember now that one of the activities that was always mentioned was also that it is quite helpful for babies to see like black and white pictures in the beginning.
Yes, I think it's easier for them to distinguish black and white. If it's something, for example, that's really colorful, I think if it's a picture that's really colorful, it might actually overwhelm them. They won't be able to see the clear lines between a black and white color on a page, for example.
Yes.
So if you hold up something that's colorful, it might for your baby will look all over the place because they don't know exactly what to look at. But if it's something that's black and white, it's much easier for them to really distinguish between those lines, because there's such a stark contrast between the two colors.
As always, Ants, it was so great chatting with you. Keep up the fantastic work that you guys do at Disc and Baby City. Chat to you next week.
Thank you, Landy. Chat to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.